Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Brett Winterble in for Greg Corumbus, joined as always by Jim Garrity from National Review Online. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Brett, great to be with you.
It is great to be with you as well. Well, let's jump right in. A very good martini comes to the table, and it is Barack Obama saying this just yesterday in Chicago.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. Michelle's pretty happy about that. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
So what do you make of it? His policies are on the ballot.
Coming soon to campaign airwaves near you in places like Arkansas and North Carolina, and basically every red state Democrat that's in trouble, the lines, you know, make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot, every single one of them. Because that's what Republicans have wanted to do. These are a lot of states where Barack Obama is not popular and his policies are not popular. And what has kept the Kay Hagans and Mark Pryors of the world afloat in these races is the perception like, well, I'm not like those other Democrats. I'm a conservative Democrat. I'm a moderate, sensible centrist. I'm not like Barack Obama. And in fact, you know, Elsa Lundgren Grimes ran an ad explicitly saying, I am not Barack Obama. Now, just like I'm not a witch, well, the more you have to deny an accusation, the more people start to wonder if it's true. But so this just gives every Republican candidate who wants to nationalize the race exactly the audio and video that they need to kind of reinforce that message to say, oh, don't believe them when they say this isn't about Obama's policies, because even he says this election is about his policies.
Outstanding. Well, one thing that is becoming increasingly politicized is this insanity surrounding Ebola, but not just the Ebola outbreak. It's the failed response to the Ebola outbreak currently causing panic in Dallas, Texas, and other areas around the country. Here is the bad martini, the crazy disorder regarding the Ebola outbreak, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, here's the thing, because people are nervous about it. There's not a reason for a panic. It's okay to go outside. But look, you know, one of the things that is kind of fueling the anxiety is this perception that the public is not really being adequately informed by government authorities. It wasn't that long ago the president had said the chances of somebody coming to this country with Ebola were extremely unlikely. Well, that happened. And then he assured us that our hospitals and our medical facilities were prepared to deal with it. And in fact, we find out this patient did go to the hospital and he was initially sent back with antibiotics and not diagnosed with it. So one of the things that just kind of jumps out just in the Dallas Morning News today, health officials acknowledged that the apartment where this gentleman Duncan had been staying still contained potentially contaminated material Thursday. His clothing and bedding were still in plastic bags that were still in the apartment. This is my favorite line. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson asked why no agency had removed the contaminated goods, said it was not his department's responsibility. Members of his staff went into the apartment only to administer tests and not to help the family clean up, he said. Apparently the plan is at some point, they have a bag of household trash and they have mattresses pushed against the wall. We're going to, as quickly as possible, improve the height. I mean, do you feel confident, Brett? Do you
No.
feel great about, you know? No. So in light of this, you know, apparently there was a press conference in Dallas that got a little bit snippy. The government officials think that the reporters are facilitating concern and fear in the public. And the reporters are saying, well, you only took 6 or 7 questions and then you left. And that's, you know, none of this is feeling particularly reassuring. I think particularly when it comes on the heels of being told that the VA is doing the fine job, that healthcare.gov is going to work, the Secret Service has the White House secure. We've been told not to worry about it a lot of times in recent memory. And it turned out, no, we really should be worrying about it, which I think is a nice transition to our third martini there, Brett.
Oh, no doubt. It absolutely is a nice transition to the third martini. Barack Obama bragging that he came to the speech to immigration activists just last night, riding with, quote, illegals. He rode over with illegals. What?
Yeah, here's the thing. Apparently, this is a symbolic gesture. The president was going to a Congressional Hispanic Caucus event Thursday night, and he'd tell them that he was accompanied to the convention center by two illegal aliens who he characterized as dreamers.
Dreamers, yes. I'm sorry. I was harsh.
Victor, yeah. Lewis and Victor are two Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute interns. And here's the thing. They could be really nice guys, but sure. Indisputably, they broke the law. And for a good portion of us would say, look, Lewis and Victor, hopefully they're good guys helping out their community and all that stuff. But there has to be some consequence for that breaking the law, whether you believe it's deportation or some sort of fine or something like that. There's a broad agreement in this country. You don't just say, hey, Lewis, Victor, no problem. You're cool. Enjoy your citizenship. And that goes for the reporter who had come out and said that he was an illegal immigrant, and who, by the way, had been driving illegally for many, many years. The problem is that once you break one law, it gets a lot easier to break all those other laws. It's interesting the president wants to bring up this issue of amnesty at the precise time that people are legitimately very concerned about border security, people coming into the country with dread diseases. There's also this respiratory virus that's floating around, at least in a good portion of the country.
Right,
can be serious issues, health issues for children, particularly if your child already has a respiratory issue. And by the way, this happens to break out after kids go back to school. Say, Brett, did we have a whole bunch of kids come in over the summer?
Something about future children who may ride with presidents in limousines. Yes.
Yeah. And so this is not xenophobia. This is not hateful. I don't like these people because they're different from me. This is like, look, if you're going to come into the country, one, we'd like to make sure you don't have a dread communicable disease. That's issue number one. Issue two, let's make sure you're not a terrorist. Let's make sure that there's no reason for. Let's make sure you're not a vicious criminal. All the kind of basics of background checks that happen when somebody comes into the country legally are there for a reason. And a good portion of our governing class, I guess, because I think it'll create a lot more Democratic votes, want to kind of hand wave this away. And they don't seem to realize the president is kind of making an argument for open borders during a fear of an Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a president who has shown remarkable honesty in the last 24 hours, whether it's the good martini declaring that his policies will be on the ballot, the bad martini, the failed response to Ebola, or now the crazy martini in which the president brags about riding with undocumented potential illegals in a car to a speech about immigration reform. Jim, absolutely a tremendous week here, and we'll get together again on Monday. What do you say?
Looking forward to it, Brett. Good to see you. Good to see that.
I am as well. I'm Brett Witterbull. That's Jim Garrity from National Review Online. This is the 3 Martini to Lunch. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.